and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Hello, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a lovely morning or afternoon or evening. We are actually going to start with one of my sponsors is Marina Beach. And we're going to be starting with an Akashic Records card. These are a beautiful deck which has been designed by Marina. The Akashic Oracle Guidebook goes with it, and these beautiful selection of cards. Today's card is number 8, which is True Service. And it says simply this: being in true service to others requires you to be in true service to yourself first. By pulling this card, the Akashic Records are asking you to consider who you are in service to. Are you supporting yourself, your loved ones, and your friendships and clients from a place of desperation, lack, or servitude? Or from a place of value, integrity, and unconditional love? When you place importance on honouring your needs first, then attaining alignment will be effortless. Being in true service to yourself allows you to dissolve the impulse to overgive, to feel responsibility and responsible for others' results. And this card is such a beautiful card. It does go on and continue, and it's got a lovely affirmation with it as well. I serve myself and others with the energy of empowerment and integrity. What a way to start today's show. So today we're going to be talking about the benefits of starting an online business. I opened up a Facebook community to allow people to come and join me to not just get tips from Soul Business Success, my new podcast, but also to come and, you know, talk about the insights, maybe even challenges that you may face yourself. And you know, even some of the cards that we draw within the Akashic Records, to really just kind of step a little bit deeper into our soul and the essence of who we are and where we are on our life and business and spiritual journey. So come and join us at Soul Business Success Facebook community if you haven't. And today we're going to be talking about the benefits of starting an online business. And the reason is, when I opened up the Facebook community, there were a few people that were at the beginning of their journey. And I felt that this was quite a nice place to start the podcast show as well. However, if I'm honest, these insights, they apply to everyone at every stage of our journey. I've mentored people that have been 20 years in business and still need to go back to these starting foundations. So let's make a start. The first thing is, when we think about building an online business, the first thing for me is we are gifted, and it is a gift, it is a blessing, with our time. And our time, when we become an entrepreneur, being able to be totally flexible, being able to bend our time to our own convenience, to our own daily going-ons, is a real blessing. And I say this because when you have a physical office, you have clients, you often have to travel to the office, you often have to travel to clients, and we all know what road infrastructure is like, or if you're relying on public transport, how inconsistent that can be. And so the thing that we sometimes take for granted is how incredibly convenient and flexible running an online business actually is. Especially if you have children, especially if you have hobbies like horse riding or, you know, anything that basically takes you away, because it allows you to fit in your work as and when you want to. And the shadow of this, because there's always a light and a dark, the shadow is that you can also get distracted and think, actually, I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to have a day for me. And whilst it's good to listen to your body, it can also be a great distraction too. So you do have to be very self-reliant when, you know, starting or even just growing and scaling your online business. But maybe just consider how actually incredibly convenient it is, and not to take that for granted. Tip two, and this one again is a really good one. Not everyone will consider this, because if you've never had an offline business, you won't have experienced what it feels like to have to run an office with overheads, with staff, and with the disruptions that come with that, costing time. But when you have an online business, you don't have those overheads. You don't have those costs coming at you. So, you know, for an example, my previous business would cost me £30,000 to run my business without even doing anything else other than basic running costs. And so you can get the idea that now, you know, having an online business, the costs are really minimal. So it's a real godsend. And it's, again, something that you may not consider if you've never had an offline business. But, you know, for those that are starting up, if you were to go and get an office and rentals and rates and insurances and staffing and everything else, it will be a lot higher. Often when having an online business, you'll outsource work, but they aren't employed by you. And so you minimise those responsibilities, but you also minimise the costs. And the shadow of that is that sometimes we can not get the support we want when we need it, because we may not consider outsourcing a VA.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
And so sometimes online business owners can be quite busy doing things themselves and not necessarily calling in the support that they desire or need. So the next one is, I think, for me, what's really been life-changing. And it's a beautiful thing as well in terms of a deeper connection with people. And so for me, the third one are your online connections. Because it's just so incredibly powerful connecting with people, really getting to know them. The online world can sometimes, if you allow it, be a very confusing, disruptive, very drama state in terms of people's comments. There are levels of awareness and there are levels of compassion. And I have seen lots of instances where people have said something and then they've been triggered, or they've said something they didn't mean to say, or they've got involved in this argument, you know, and I, in my human design, duality for me is key, and I try to keep a very neutral seat. However, 2019 for me was a year where I actually had a lot of discernment And, you know, I felt that I was just removing, shedding, purging many connections in my online space. You may have done the same. Because if you do that, then what you end up with is a social media platform that is enjoyable and is full of people that you love and adore and who you want to see. So connections is so powerful because they're your audience. When you're starting, especially an online business, having that switch of it becomes, you know, a place where you make friends and you connect with people to actually, this is my business. So your actual social media channel becomes part of your business. So one of the things that I find quite powerful about this is a statement that was made by the magnificent Jim Rohn. He said, you are the sum of the five people around you. And that used to be the phrase, you know. And you may have heard this before for yourself, but actually now it's not. I'd like to contest that, because with accessibility as it is online, actually I believe that it's more like you're the sum of the 50 people that you're surrounded by, because we're at such a fast pace in life. So I think connections is very powerful, and it's like you are the 50 people, the sum, the energy of those 50 people around you. The caveat is you can get into drama, but of course that's your responsibility. You have the ability to be able to do something about it. Now, the fourth real benefit here is global business. And what I mean by that is accessibility to a global market. And again, this applies to you at whatever stage you are in your entrepreneurial journey. Yeah, I've had clients from New Zealand, Tonga, Australia, Belgium, Los Angeles, even parts of the United States. And even parts of the United States. This is so amazing to be able to have this at the tip of our fingers on our mobile phones or on our PC or MacBook. You know, to be able to connect with and coach or mentor or, you know, distance healing or any of those things is just such a powerful thing. And it removes the customer, you know, to customer kind of interaction, really, and having to take time to drive in between appointments. And sometimes, you know what it's like when somebody cancels an appointment. If you're in an office environment, it's an hour that you then can't really do anything else. Whereas with an online business, it's so amazing. It means that you can expand in so many ways. And again, you know, the Facebook community, Soul Business Success, we've got people that are joining us, members from all over the world, and business insights, tips and everything else. You can really learn off of each other. So it's beautiful. Again, another gift.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
And then the last one, which, well, there's obviously lots of benefits to starting an online business, but again, this is still very much a huge advantage. And it's one which you have to be energetically ready as well to receive. I'm going to be talking about that in another podcast episode. But for now, we're just going to class it as money or income. Because, you know, with an online business, it's a tough cookie to crack to begin with. Okay, it's not going to be an instant burner. Some people start making money in 3 months and it's consistent. and they have a very smooth journey. And other people, it takes a couple of years to really start to see the benefits of making money from starting and growing an online business. And so money is a commodity that comes through your powerful exchange of service, and it doesn't have an upper ceiling. So having an online business gives you the ability to create evergreen products, different aspects of your business, your service provision, that allows you to scale and grow and reach an even ultimate higher level of potential than if you had a bricks and mortar business. And trust me, I know. It's amazing. Like, all of these things are incredible. Again, you know, this is all about if you're starting your online business, but it does apply to you at any stage. You know, imagine having the flexibility and convenience to grow a business your way, to do things as and when you wish to really live and grow a business in harmony, in alignment with you. Imagine not having, you know, the concerns of a bricks and mortar business, and you not having the rates and the responsibility of teams and having to pay people. Imagine having the global connection with, you know, the fullest of humanity, to be able to serve and create impact on others from all over the world. And with that comes beautiful divine connections at a soul level. And imagine abundance, prosperity and flow coming to you from all angles. This for me is depicted in Marina's card, The True Service, through your Akashic records, really understanding who you are, how you serve people, how you show up. But ultimately, what are the benefits to you? And how can you step away with a business that thrives? That's your solo, your beautiful solo path of soul business success. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.